Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the opening drive.
Danny boy, what you got for us here, man?
Yeah, so we've done this the last 2 weeks because the games now have become less consequential. We're just getting the game preview out of the way right up front on the Take the North podcast here this week. And so we're going to look into the three things to watch: Bears, Vikings, Monday Night Football. And the first thing, Grody, is the attention paid to Justin Jefferson. This was a huge storyline 3 weeks ago when the Bears played the Vikings. We said, let's watch Justin Jefferson against Jalen Johnson. And guess what? The Bears forgot to watch Aaron Jones and TJ Hockenson and Jordan Addison enough. And all three of those guys went over 100 yards. Aaron Jones, I think I can pull it up for you really quick here.
106 yards and a touchdown.
So he had 106 and a touchdown. Jordan Addison, 162 yards and a touchdown. TJ Hockenson, 114 yards. And of course, the catches in overtime that set up the walk-off field goal. The Bears have to find that balance of being able to slow down Justin Jefferson and pay him the proper amount of respect without forgetting that there is also a bunch of other playmakers on this team that can hurt them. Something that Eric Washington talked about Friday afternoon at Hallis Hall about how to make that happen. Here's some thoughts from Big E on that challenge.
Player, but they have a balanced offense. I mean, they have other players that can really hurt you, the tight end position, the complementary receivers. And so clearly he's a person that can take the roof off, that can blow the top off the coverage, that can work in the underneath area. But at the same time, you can't sell out everything that you're doing to try and affect one player and then compromise what you have to do to actually get off the field and win a football game.
Well said, Grody. Well said. Anything to add?
No, I mean, I think that's pretty perfect. And I like all those guys that you mentioned. Not only did they have big games, but they also had big individual plays. Like Jordan Addison had a 69-yard play. Aaron Jones had a 41-yard play. Sam Darnold was 350. TJ Hockenson, that killer 34-yard play, I believe, that came in the fourth quarter. So they were making just an immaculate play after play in that game, even though the thing got very interesting, obviously.
Yeah, big plays have been a problem for this defense here recently, particularly last week against San Francisco. The second thing we've got to watch Monday night, Grody, is can the Bears get a run game going? The Vikings still have the league's second best run defense, but it's been a little leaky as of late. They've given up a total of 312 rushing yards in their last two games, both wins against the Cardinals and the Falcons, but they have not been on the right track in terms of stopping the run. So what does that mean for the Bears? Where is the health of their backfield? What does it mean to getting something going early in the game that maybe takes a little bit of pressure off of Caleb Williams as he goes into a second meeting with Brian Flores and that Vikings defense? It's going to be really fascinating to watch how the sequel of this chess match unfolds. Thomas Brown against Brian Flores, Caleb Williams against that Vikings defense. And what does the Bears running game do to help make that a little bit easier?
Right. And, you know, still a little bit of concern over DeAndre Swift and whether or not he is going to be ready to go for the Bears. Same deal with Roschon Johnson. And I think Travis Homer is showing up as a full participant on the injury report. But yeah, my God, it would be so nice to see the Bears do what teams have been doing to them, and that is to gash them in the run game. So yeah, if they could take advantage of that would look very nice. What else you got for
third
us?
Thing to watch? Guy in the 15 jersey, Rome Odunze. We're 5 days removed from that brutal loss in Santa Clara, California, and I found the silver lining. It was Rome Odunze. Two touchdown catches, his second and third of his career from Caleb Williams in the second half of that football game. Continues to show the chemistry that's building with the quarterback. Two rookies who expect to play with each other for a long time, making their way in this league together. That first touchdown catch, thing of beauty. You know, that's a trust throw that Caleb Williams makes, and it's a reward that Rome Odunze gives him going up over Traverius Ward, getting his feet down and making that play. I think you'd agree with me that Rome Odunze continues to be a bright spot in this very glum season, and his new offense coordinator, longtime receivers coach, Chris Beatty, had a lot to say this afternoon about just how good Rome has been and where he's headed, starting with a question about that touchdown catch that he had. Here's some of Chris Beatty.
Receivers, coaches, and lens. What did you zero in on that really caught your eye in that whole sequence from the route to the catch to the finish?
Yeah, so one, thought it was a great release. You know, he wins at the line of scrimmage. Then he's used speed to be able to create some separation. It was a great throw there by Caleb. You know, but if everybody remembers back during training camp where he stepped out of bounds at the end, you know, we talked a ton about having awareness in the back of the end zone. That's something that we work on quite a bit as far as, you know, whether it's on the sideline or the back of the end zone, is having awareness to get our feet in bounds and a foot drag. And those things both showed up in that situation. You know, Rome is special, you know, and the fact that he's a special player, but he's also special as a person. You know, everything that you coach, he takes in. He takes notes. Like, if you ever saw his notebook, you know, it looks like a college kid that's in a, you know, whatever kind of business class or something like that. He takes notes on everything. And so as a receiver coach, like you just asked, you know, you respect that because he wants to learn from everybody, whether it's Keenan talking, DJ talking, I'm talking, whoever it is, you know, Thomas in the front, he's taking notes on everything.
When a receiver is quarterback friendly, how does that differ from, like, just being good?
There's an attention to detail in being friendly to the quarterback, and being able to understand angles and leverage. Those things, you know, like a lot of times you just run routes and that stuff shows up, you know, and you're really good. And that's part of it. And he's really good. So I don't want to sit back and say, oh, I coached him and made him really good. Jamarcus did a great job with him in college. But I think a lot of times all these receivers, they have a knack of being able to be friendly to the quarterback by understanding, how do I post a guy up? How do I create an angle or leverage to make myself open when a normal receiver might not be able to do that?
Some cool technical talk there from Chris Beatty, Grody, and it was very sincere, I think, and genuine with how he feels about Rome and how things have gone here, obviously, for the first season together.
Yeah, I mean, I take it seriously when, I mean, we have to, I'll always measure how prone to hyperbole a coach might be, but I've not necessarily noticed that with Chris Beatty. But I think it's very interesting when he says that he is so ahead of where other receivers that he's worked with, like DJ Moore, and bringing up Keenan Allen's name, ahead of guys like that relative to being a rookie. So it sort of regenerated, and I guess what he did last week too, Rome Odunze, regenerated my excitement and the promise in Rome Odunze, because it's not like been a splashy year for him. And there's right. been some very quiet games where you're like, wait a minute, why aren't we, you know, why isn't there more scrutiny on Rome Odunze considering how, where he was drafted and how important he is? But it's good to continue to hear the testimonials. Obviously, like to continue to see it more and see him become that completely over the top quarterback friendly wide receiver that everybody's saying he can be.
Yeah, and we'll see what he does on Monday night. I think that leads us right into our predictions. Only four of these left here. Can we get one right here?
What What does getting it right mean?
Picking the winner correctly. I failed so miserably last week that I'm.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll go first. I'll let you think about it a little bit more here. Although you probably already have I'm going to say that no, the losing streak will continue. I am sorry. I just don't see a way. I really don't. I don't. Some based on what we saw at Soldier Field and the loud factor will be real. And I think that they will be well coached into not taking the Bears lightly. I think the Minnesota Vikings win this game over the Bears 28-14.
I'm not that far off from you. I've got Vikings 27, Bears 16. That was the score at Soldier Field before the Bears mounted that late comeback in the last 2 minutes to force overtime. The Vikings are a good football team. The Bears are not. It doesn't need to go much deeper than that. End of story. Losing streak hits 8. Vikings are headed to the playoffs. The Bears are headed into a coaching search. Adam Stasinski, jump in.
Vikings 30, Bears 10. Later.
So young, so angry.
This is where we've gotten to in this lovely season, Grody. So that's
I know.
That's Bears Vikings right there in a nutshell.